I get bored. I turn on the TV, or I hold my phone, and I stare at the screen. I like noise to keep me company. I like static electricity. When I get bored or don't have energy, I like to hold my phone and stare at the screen. I like music to keep me company. I like songs with an artistic streak. I watch the news on the TV, so I can stay informed about the enemy. I like to daydream about the bourgeoisie. I like to eat from the apple tree. When I get bored or don't have energy, I like to hold my phone and stare at the screen. Because it helps me feel alright. Because it helps me humanize. I like music to keep me company. I like songs with a sweet melody. When I feel alone, nobody's watching me. I power up my computer screen. I like Big Brother to keep me company. I like static electricity. I like Hollywood and the Illuminati. I like to hold my phone and stare at the screen. Because it helps me feel alright. Because it helps me to humanize. These human eyes, these human eyes, staring at the truth, getting crucified, and a violent mob with empty humanity. My own trust watching reality TV. They're bored and numb, they're tired and hungry. Listening to the song for company.
Happy Saturday. Good evening. Just playing around with the home studio setup or lack thereof. This damn GoPro thing is driving me absolutely insane. I don't understand. I finally got the camera to stay on. I tried this earlier. Didn't work. I'm going to have to get like a spend money on a real deal webcam, I guess. That sucks. Another thing you got to buy, always something. God. I hope you all are doing well. I just kind of wanted to check in with you on a Saturday evening, say hello, got some time. I did nothing today. Nothing. I'm not kidding. I got up. I made food. I made breakfast. I made some French toast. I made bacon. I made eggs, and then I did nothing. I sat. I didn't have any media going. I had my phone. You know, you're looking at your phone always, but no TV, no nothing. I just sat there. I went and got some dinner. I got some sushi from this place, local place. It was okay. Tried a new place. Never try a new place. Once you find a place for sushi, just stick with that place. That's your place. You're not going to get any better. So I won't even bother telling you the name of it, but it was... It was pretty good, pretty okay, I should say. I mean, it's like bad sushi is kind of like bad pizza. As long as you don't get sick. I mean, you can get really ill from sushi. I guess you can get sick from pizza too, but. Anyway. I wanted to check in with a few things I didn't get to on my podcast this week that I recorded. And I've been so afraid to say anything on the podcast. I'm afraid because... I am a extension of the company I work for now. So anything can get taken out of context. You're not only responsible for what you say, you're responsible for how people take what you say. And people tend to take it wrong. It's not usually the way it actually is in reality. So I'm afraid to freaking say anything. It sucks. And there's so much going on in the world. I mean, the world is burning. The world is on fire. And nobody seems to care. People are just worried about Biden and Trump right now. Hey, Pat, what's up, dude? Good to see you. I got to do your show, man. Yeah, I was waiting for you to reach back out to me. I got a camera. now that will probably die in a matter of minutes, but I'm working on it. So anyway, yeah, I'm afraid to say anything, and there's so much going on, and I don't know if it's worth it to keep talking. And it sucks that that's my job. I'm supposed to talk. I'm supposed to have opinions. I'm supposed to tell people what's going on. But it seems like my workplace has made it pretty clear that if you step out of any sort of Overton window, then you might get fired. Hey, what's up, Rhett? How you doing, man? Hey, Rhett, I saw you got that dude from Fox Sports, man. That was a good get. I retweeted that today. That was awesome. I got to get you on this pod too. I can do the split screen things. I want to start doing these like weekend check-ins just to see what's up. Johnny and I did one a few weeks ago, but we haven't done one since. So Johnny's got his studio set up really nice, and I'm working on mine on a small budget. Okay. So what I wanted to get to that I didn't talk about on the podcast this week, but so I kind of stopped that. I was like, look, I'm just going to do what I normally do. And I try to keep my show St. Pete based, Tampa Bay based, Florida based. And, so I did, we talked about Dixie Hollins changing its name. We talked about, I can't even remember. Dixie Hollins changing its name was a big thing. And those come out every Wednesday Tuesday mornings at hmbradio.com. So do subscribe to the podcast if you haven't. But there's this dude from St. Pete who's getting charged with terrorism. His name is Abraham Qureshi. Now, I think it's just a coincidence that he happens to be perhaps of Indian or Middle Eastern descent. I don't think that has anything to do with him being charged with terrorism. But the arrest was reported by Chief Holloway and described how Qureshi threw a round of ammunition at the direction of officers during a protest. Officers soon realized that Qureshi was carrying a loaded firearm without a permit. Yeah, if you're carrying a firearm without a permit, don't throw bullets at cops, okay? That is a bad idea. Chances are they may pull you aside and go, what's going on? What are you doing? Shouldn't be doing that. Days later, investigators discovered Qureshi parked his car close to police headquarters due to the barricades on the night of the arrest. The report states that Qureshi called his uncle from jail and directed him to tow his locked vehicle to Pinellas Park. Police later discovered a Molotov cocktail inside the vehicle. A swab tested positive for a flammable liquid. If the defendant was not arrested, there's a reason to believe the defendant was going to discharge the device. I don't know how they know that, but according to police, there was approximately 30 to 40 people at the protest that night, and numerous officers in and outside of the police building. Also concerning, police say, are several videos instigators uncovered on Qureshi's phone. One video, according to court documents, shows Qureshi outside of the St. Pete Police Department with his rifle, captioned, "Stay home." That's if you have an illegal firearm, don't post it on the internet. Don't post your guns on the internet. You don't want anybody knowing that you have guns, especially the government. A third video shows Qureshi driving by the new St. Pete Pier with a caption, "Pigs guarding the pier I ran a few nights ago." The video allegedly then shows Qureshi panning the camera to a Molotov cocktail and a rifle. A report also stated that these videos depict apparent recognizance from a high vantage point of SPPD and other critical infrastructure. ABC News reporter Ryan Smith reached out to local St. Pete protesters who said the one person who met him that night claims that he traveled from Polk County to protest has not been back consistently since. Just this week, police, they say they arrested Qureshi's roommate for setting off a Molotov cocktail in a St. Pete parking lot. Sean Francis Zigbean. That is a great name, dude. He's 23 years old, and he's charged with making or discharging a destructive device. The Tampa attorney who's now representing both defendants told ABC Action News reporter Ryan Smith that he had no comment. St. Pete PD issued a statement saying our directives are still working diligently on active ongoing investigations, blah, blah, blah. The standard thing. So this guy's screwed. Terrorism is that's when you get into the federal level and you ain't gonna you're not gonna get away with Bill Barr's involved. I think you're screwed, man. And for something so dumb, people are throwing their lives away. I'm watching these people in Portland. You know, I don't like cops. I don't dislike, you know, I don't like the state. But, I mean, God, they're giving them a good reason to go out there and kick their asses, aren't they? I'm blown away that I'm watching these, and it's a lot of chicks, too. Which I'm surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised. That's the culture now. You got to let the ladies lead the charge. And boy, are they ever. it's amazing. I'm watching these riot cops now grabbing these ladies. And they're saying, F you, bitch. I'll kill you. And they're 80 pounds. They're either 80 pounds or 400 pounds. There's no in between. And I'm just like, man, I don't want to root for this, but I'm kind of getting like a boner watching them get arrested. They showed one, there was like some chick with a bloody face, and it looks like she's never faced any sort of repercussions for any actions that she's done in her life. She's shocked that she's going to get consequences. She's got punched in the face. She was throwing, you know, fireworks and bottles and whatever else. And then all of a sudden she's shocked that she's getting punched in the face. I'm getting arrested? What? Oh my God.
I get bored, I turn on the TV, or I hold my phone, and I stare at the screen. I like toys to keep me company. I like static electricity. When I get bored or don't have energy.